Vice President John Mahama has again emphasized that the government will ensure prudent management of foreign inflows into the country, particularly the current $3 billion Chinese facility. The Vice President gave the assurance when the Vice President of the China Development Bank, Yuan Li, and his delegation called on him at the Presidential Jubilee Lounge at the airport in Accra. Mr. Mahama noted that projects to be executed with the loan are critical to the government's Better Ghana agenda and will be treated as such, Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The Vice President of the China Development Bank, Yuan Li, and his team are on a working visit to Ghana to discuss issues of mutual interest and deliberate particularly on agreements signed under the loan facility. In 2010, President Mills, on a visit to China, signed the $3 billion Master Facility Agreement to undertake massive infrastructure development projects in the country. Parliament has recently passed the remaining 10 subsidiary agreements, as well as approved the finance documents covering the facility. The CDB team has since last Saturday held technical discussions with their officials here, the Minister of Finance and other stakeholders on the speedy implementation of the project, as well as disbursement of funds. What is left to be done now is tendering and appointment of contractors to execute the project. Vice President John Mahama noted that government is committed to the project under the loan facility as it is necessary in moving the country into the next level of middle-income status. He said Ghana has a rapidly growing population and the projects to be undertaken will provide jobs for the youth.
Since my visit to China and our signing of the first two subsidiary agreements, we came back and we've been at work on the remaining 10 subsidiary agreements. Happily, they have all received the parliamentary approval. Projects that the China Development Bank is financing are core projects at the heart of the President's program for a better Ghana. Ghana has a lot of transparency rules and procedures, and so we're required to send things to Parliament for approval, and sometimes the process takes a bit long. We'll have the opportunity to host you again. We'll host you at a time when we're probably commissioning the projects under the CDB.
The Vice President of the China Development Bank, Yuan Li, said China enjoys good relations with Ghana and looks forward to better days, especially when Ghana's economy is fast growing. He spoke through an interpreter.
Actually, in April this year, CDB and the government of Ghana signed the two subsidiary agreements of the $3 billion MFA facility agreement. And I came to visit Ghana in order to materialize and implement the two subsidiary agreements. According to the meetings we have had, I understand that we have made tangible progresses on all those projects. Both sides have made great efforts to reach agreements. So I believe in the near future, the first tranche of the loan will be disbursed.
Some projects to be executed under the $3 billion CDB loan facility include the Western Railway Lines, Eastern Corridor Roads, Modern Landing and Fishing Site, Marine Site, Harbour Expansions, the Accra Plains Irrigation Project, and a Multimodal Transportation System. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.